Good morning, everyone. 7:49, thanks to Adelaide Fresh Prospect and Morfitt Vale and Tony and Marks at Newton and Glenunga. Patrick Dangerfield, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Patrick, congratulations. A great win yesterday. And look, I think Beck sums it up for all the Crow supporters. I actually have a couple in my family, so on behalf of them, I'm reading this as well. Can you please...
Through gritted teeth.
my sister and my niece. Can you please just say to Danger a big thank you for putting your body on the line each week. Thank you. We appreciate it. Love Beck. So just one of your many fans.
Good on you, Beck.
Isn't that lovely? But have you been asked to just pull back a bit?
Yes, but at the same time, it's so difficult when you, once you cross that white line and the ball's there to be gotten, it's a hard thing to do.
Well, you stopped and then you came back again, mate. I mean, that was the amazing thing yesterday. But look, just on that result, and what a result it was, but firstly, Tom Lynch, when he went down, what were all of you guys thinking out there? Because we were talking before, and not wanting to sound overly dramatic, but we saw what happened to Alex McKinnon in the NRL this year playing for the Knights. Those sorts of neck injuries, obviously, it's one of the scariest things that can happen on the sports field. It must have been pretty alarming for everyone out there at the time.
Yeah, it was really worrying. And I suppose when I went over there, he could actually move his arms and move his legs. So that was, as soon as you saw that, there's nothing else as players that we can really control. We couldn't control it anyway, but at least we knew that his arms and legs were working, moving. You know, so he's in very capable hands with our docs and physios. So as harsh as it might sound, we had to worry about then, you know, sitting up in the press, Texas having a shot at goal. So you have to get on with it pretty quickly.
That was an amazing thing too, because, you know, obviously the Lynch injury and then Andy Otten. Two big injuries to two great players, but it normally you'd expect that any team would be knocked around by that. So the amazing thing was that you guys just went, well, let's just keep playing the way we're playing, and it didn't affect you at all.
Yeah, and that's something that we spoke about. We said it's going to be tough, but we need to grit our teeth, and you know, the way to go forward from here is together. And I thought it was a really even contribution. We had some players that had outstanding games, but on the whole, it was a really good team performance, especially given the humidity and given the fact we had, you know, two players down.
What was the mood like coming back to Adelaide? Because you've had games before when you've lost and it's all very quiet. I imagine it was pretty charged up.
Yeah, it was a hard one, Jane. We were really happy with the way that we played, but at the same time, you know, we're feeling for our mates.
Concerned, yeah.
You know, that have sustained pretty serious injuries. So, especially for Andy, like, we're not sure on the outcome just yet. He'll have scans this afternoon. But as happy as we were still pretty, you know, disappointed for our mates.
Because it's the same knee that he did last time, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know it's his right knee. I'm not sure if it was his right knee that he did in 2010, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it's sort of like lightning striking twice, for the bloke, isn't it?
And he's such an important player for us. He's had a really good season since coming back into the side, and he just plays that third tall role for us incredibly well. So he's certainly someone that we'll miss.
Yeah. So, Pat, one thing you always say quite rightly when you come on here is, you guys have to be masters of your own destiny and you can't rely on results elsewhere to get ahead. Having said that...
I was bloody happy to see West Coast win.
I know we're flying high. Did you try to learn the words?
I was singing the song.
Because everything that could have worked for us over the weekend did work.
I know I do say that, but I was...
Really?
I'll tell you what.
So you say it, but you don't really mean it.
Go Jack Darling.
Yeah, that's right. It's funny, because a week before, it was every time Kennedy got the ball, I was...
I know.
Everyone was like screaming, no. Damn it! And now it's like, yes, go Kennedy!
It's been an unbelievable season. I think if you're a football follower, you know, what an unbelievable season it's been. It's been so incredibly even. And people will ask us now, well, finals, we'll know, actually. We could be 12ths if we had of, you know, depending on percentage and different things. So, you know, all we can worry about is our next opponent, because simply... you know, you're one loss away from, you know, being well outside of the eight.
Yeah, yeah. Well, speaking of our next opponent, Richmond, I think they've won
six in a row.
Yeah. Have you seen much of them? They're playing a pretty good brand of football at the moment. They've beaten a lot of the lower sides, but they've beaten them, like Essendon Friday, they really put them away in that last quarter. It's not going to be an easy game, is it?
No, it's certainly not. And they're just playing really bold attacking footy. I think they've put thrown caution to the wind and just said let's go for it. And it's showing in their game style. They're not worried about making mistakes. They're just taking the game on. So that's something we're going to have to plan for.
Now you got a bit knocked around yesterday. Did you spend last night in the ice bath again?
No, I was last night. I was in bed next to my partner, but I did have the ice machine on. But I think there'd be about 12 other players that would have had the same thing last night.
Yeah, yeah. No, and was the heat a factor as well?
Yeah, it's certainly really humid up there. I mean, I suppose here, like, we're playing in 12 to 15 degrees. But when you go up there, you really do notice the humidity, and the ball's a lot slipperier. And especially given the fact that we were a couple of players down, it did make it difficult.
So what's the process over the next few days, mate, ahead of Saturday? Because, not wanting to get ahead of yourselves is obviously vital, but there's so much on the line with this game on Saturday. Two more games to go after that. This would really put us in a massively strong position if we can put the Tigers away.
Yeah, we spoke about it yesterday and Sano brought it up in our team meeting. We said, we were really happy with the win, but, it was 5 o'clock on a Sunday, so basically we said, righto, it's time to get on to Richmond. Mm-hmm. So that's the way that we have to play it. Move on, we review it this afternoon, and we plan for Richmond because that game will come around very quickly.
Yeah, and I guess the thing is not wanting to dwell on the negatives, but the pattern of the year largely has been win-loss, win-loss, win-loss. So as a fan, I reckon a lot of Crows fans would be going, come on, this has got to be the week where we...
And we were really disappointed.
Change the pattern, yeah.
Well, we were really disappointed when we played West Coast in front of our home crowd, who do a terrific job. They turn up every week to follow us and watch us, which we absolutely love. We really disappointed them the last time that we played, so it's time to rectify that.
Good on you, Patrick. Yeah. Thanks for coming in again.